explanation that this dislike is not something that is makruh tahrimi. This is makruh tanzihi. In other words, if it's done for some reason or for some excuse, then it's okay. Or sometimes, and now and then, if a person does it, then although the dislike is still there, but it's not of that high category where that it is now makruh tahrimi, where the dislike is very severe. So the hadith we did yesterday on Umm Thabit in Kabsha bint Thabit, Ukhti Hassan ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. Umm Thabit, Kabsha ibn Thabit, she was the sister of Hassan ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. Qalat, Dakhala alayya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fashariba min fi khirbatin mu'allakatin qa'iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood and he drank from a water bag, a water skin that was hanging from the top, probably hanging from the roof. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank directly from there. فَقُمْتُ إِلَىٰ فِيهَا فَقَطَعْتُ. So she says that I went and I cut that mouth of that water bag off. Why she cut this mouth of the water bag? To keep it for barakat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam drank from here. I want to keep this. So I want to get the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam drinking directly from this. So here we learn two lessons. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was shari alayhi salam. So therefore he showed us the limits. The previous hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam forbade that a person drank directly from the khirba, from the water bag, or from a big container, person drinks directly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam prevented us. So he was showing us the higher level, the better thing to do. He was explaining to us the better thing to do. And in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is showing us that there is relaxation at times. So a person may also do this if there's some reason to do it. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was showing us that this is the limits. So therefore, if somebody happens to drink directly, so we can't tell the person it's haram or something. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't do this, then we would have been concerned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically prevented, but his actions didn't show us something else. Other ulama give other explanations. He says initially it was a person could drink from the bag itself, and then later Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this is not a nice thing. And then we explained one of the hikmats is when a person drinks directly from a big container, then the pressure of the water also comes so much that it can choke the person. And then there may be something that's inside that the person can't see now, but because he's drinking with such force, that dirt, whatever that is inside, he'll take it with him. But whereas he pours it in a small container, he can see what he's drinking. So he can drink a better something without any kind of dirt, etc. So this is from the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One quick incident of Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu comes to mind. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, that one day somebody came to her and they were speaking out against Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. You know that long incident of Hadith-e-Ifq. Hadith-e-Ifq is that hadith where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused. She was accused by people of committing an indecent act. When a'udhu billah, imagine accusing the wife of a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anyway, many years after that, somebody came in her presence and they were attacking Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. He was one person whose name unfortunately also got entangled with this whole incident. So when this person was attacking Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, in front of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, immediately she stopped that person. She told that person that this Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he would defend the izzat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By his poetry, he would defend Islam and he would defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody, it doesn't matter if my honor goes. My honor can go. My honor means nothing. But the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never go. This was what they had in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that also. Sometimes we're so worried about our honor, what people will think, that we want to leave out the sunnah. Oh, people are going to look at us and they see us sitting and drinking, for example. Or if they're going to look at us and they're going to see us with our kurta, they're going to see us with our beard. We feel shy sometimes at the airport. If we have to read namaz, we feel shy. Now, what the people are going to say? We should think of things like this. Her own honor can go. It doesn't matter if people can accuse me of what. But don't, this man, he used to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't send anything against him. It doesn't matter that my izzat goes, but the izzat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saved by this person. So we should give him izzat. Today we started another chapter, Babu Karahati Nafkhi fi Sharab. The chapter on the dislike of blowing into the drink. You can imagine so many etiquettes only with eating. Now we started doing the etiquettes of drinking. One of the etiquettes of drinking is a person shouldn't blow into the drink. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naha ani nafkhi fi Sharab. As Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented from blowing into any drink. Faqala rajulun al-qadhatu. أراها في الإناء. One person told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see some dirt like blades of grass in the container. فَقَالَ أَهْرِقْهَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take that thing a little bit and just pour that part out where the dirt is, that grass or blades of grass or whatever small minute dirt particles that are there. Just take it a little bit, pour it out instead of blowing on it. قَالَ إِنِّي لَا أَرْوَى عَنْ نَفَسٍ وَاحِدٍ In the same hadith, this person now is complaining. He says that by drinking one gulp, I'm not getting satiated. I'm drinking, but I'm not feeling satiated. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam qal, فَأَبِنِ الْقَدْحَ إِذَا عَنْ فِيكَ إِذَا عَنْ فِيكَ The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَأَبِنِ الْقَدْحَ إِذَا عَنْ فِيكَ And take that utensil when you're drinking and move it away from your mouth. Take it and move it away from your mouth. Then you'll find that now you'll be getting satiated. Such a simple thing. Person is pushing it one gulp and he's not feeling as though he's quenched. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him a very simple thing. Take that container, move it away from your mouth and you'll find by doing this your thirst also will get quenched. One more short hadith and we'll finish this chapter. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam نهاء يتنفس في الإناء وينفخ فيه As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he would prevent that a person breathes into the glass or into the container or he blows into it. Rawahu Tirmidhi. So here sometimes we find that if a person decides to blow into the glass or he decides to breathe into it, it's possible now that there's some types of germs, etc., that come out when a person is blowing. Allahu alam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had told us to do it. Then we do it, we don't question why. Nowadays scientists say that a person is exhaling carbon dioxide. So now carbon dioxide is not something that is very healthy. So all that is there scientifically only it comes out now. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years ago told us that don't exhale, don't blow into this container, don't blow into that drink of yours. So we just accept it that this is the explanation and this is what our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has told us. There must be some benefit. Whether scientists tell us about carbon dioxide or not, it doesn't make no difference to us. The fact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that we shouldn't blow, that is enough for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.